Good morning, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. I am so delighted that you have found this podcast and that you are sharing it with friends. And yeah, the amount of people that reach out to me, especially in the last couple of months, is so like, wow, like more than I ever expected. And I'm just so grateful that I am being able to help and shed some light on your current situation when it comes to your relationships. So today's topic is going to be around the subject of taking ownership for the way we feel. Because I feel as though it's very easy to project our own experiences, our own suffering onto other people, but there are reasons oftentimes why we are suffering and that we are causing our own suffering, right? We can say it's the relationship, we can say it's this and that, and definitely that can be happening. But I want to talk to you today about four reasons why you may be causing your own struggle, your own suffering, and what you need to do about that. Because one of the most important things that I ever did for my own life, and it's something that I talk to my clients about, the most important thing where it all begins in any kind of healing, transforming, awakening, anything, the most important thing is to own your story, own your part, right? It's so important. And oftentimes you'll find people, they will just go from one relationship to another relationship to another relationship, and there is always the same pattern playing out. And of course, they are the common denominator. And this is why the doing the inner work, this is why taking responsibility for your own life is super imperative in creating something that you truly do desire. It has to start with you. It's so important. And that is why I want to highlight some of these points today on why you could be causing your own suffering, like why you are in that situation, what you may be doing, okay? So the first point I want to make that why people stay in their own suffering, but they believe it's someone else, they believe it's, you know, it's that person, it's that situation, is you keep repeating the same limiting narratives about who you are as a person. So you keep telling yourself you are a certain way, you keep telling yourself this is, or you pick a certain person, and so you're stuck in your story. Essentially, that's what that is. You're stuck in the story that you're telling yourself over and over again. So for example, going back years ago when I began my own personal development journey, and you know, I'd gone through so much unhappiness and toxic pain and suffering, I remember seeing a therapist at the time, and she asked me about, you know, how are you showing up and what is your story? I didn't even understand that term. What is my story? I was super young at the time. And well, when I say super young, not really that young, but compared to how I am now. And I didn't understand what that was. And then I realized my story was someone that believed, and I know I've mentioned this before, but my story was I believed I needed someone to validate me and love me, accept me. And that neediness would then attract a similar vibrational person to me, because we attract who we are, we attract where we are at. And I would call in that match, that person that had that same, obviously fear-based thinking and feeling. And even if you don't see that straight away, because oftentimes we meet someone and you might be aware of some of this, what I'm saying, and you might be aware that you might have your insecurities, you might be aware. And when you meet this other person, it seems as though they don't have that at all. And you think to yourself, well, this is someone completely different to me. But as time goes on and you begin to really know each other and your guard goes down a bit, because we're always on our best behavior, aren't we, when we first meet someone, you start realizing that this person is a lot more like you than you ever realized. And even if it's not as conscious as that, you end up start playing out the dramas, the patterns, the struggles together. And that is how you know you're with your vibrational match, because it's the same kind of pattern playing out and you're arguing over the same things. You're doing that kind of repetitive on again, off again, or hot, cold, and all that kind of stuff, right? So the number one thing, or not say number one, because I'm going to highlight four different reasons here, but they're not necessarily in order, but definitely something that you need to be mindful of is your own story. Is your own story part of the reason why you are suffering? Right? You need to take responsibility for the story you're playing and make a decision to essentially rewrite your story or to show up as a different you. And definitely reach out to me if you need help with that, because it's part of my coaching program that I do a lot of work around this, about rewriting your story, undoing the old programs essentially, or rather uploading new software, so to speak, into your bio mind, creating new patterns, behaviors, and to release those old limiting stories. So it's really important to own your story, because this could be a reason why you are still in the struggle, because you are playing out the same story, your story, okay? The next point, why you may be causing your own suffering, is that you have never made that decision or choice to heal your inner child. Now, this is a big deal, guys. Like, your inner child is often running the show and is often the one overreacting, is often the one that needs you to parent, basically. You now as an adult, you need to reparent yourself and take care of that inner child. And one of the reasons why you may be suffering still is because you've never gone down that path of learning and understanding your younger self and being able to heal that part of yourself and take care of her. Now, this was a huge one for me. This was life-changing. I did so much therapy around this part of my struggle, because my inner child, she was so wounded, she was so needy, she was fragile and fractured, and I would end up in relationships unconsciously at the time, of course, seeking almost like a father figure, someone to take care of me, someone to fix all the broken pieces, someone to make everything okay. And that was a pattern I was playing out. And of course, like I've said before, because I was so needy and so clingy, of course I would attract the same type of vibrational energy, and there would be a toxic relationship formed, or I would attract someone that was going to be that person for me, who was very nurturing, and then I would sabotage a relationship because it didn't match the deep down beliefs I had of myself at that time, right? So when we heal the inner child, we essentially create a new foundation from which we can then blossom and bloom and create the life we love on our terms. So many people are walking around in their fractured inner child mindset. And you may see it sometimes in your relationship, even yourself, your own self comes out as you respond in a really childish type way, like in a really, you know, why don't you love me? Why you don't, you know, you might be acting like that, or why can't he be this way? And oh, and you're so overly emotional and you cry and you get upset. And I don't say this to be as a negative thing, because I get it. This is a normal response. Your inner child is crying for help. And what we need to do is learn to reparent ourselves, learn to take care of that inner child. So this is a really big deal, guys. One of the reasons why you could be in your creating your own suffering is because you haven't done the work with your inner child. It is something definitely you can look into, because like I say, I find a lot of people have this as at the foundation of their struggle. The inner child is wounded, and they have built their life on top of this wounded child all along. That pain, that hurt doesn't go away. It just gets temporarily hidden for a while until, you know, you're triggered, or that other person's triggered, and boom, the inner child comes out. And it's not the actual inner child that comes out. I'd just like to point here, I won't go into it too heavily here, but what happens is we have a vulnerable child personality within us. We all have that. But oftentimes there's a sub personality, which is called a protector controller, which is a more aggressive kind of like stronger part that sort of jumps out to protect that inner child sometimes in situations. So I know for me, when I used to get really hurt in my relationship, sometimes this almost angry, aggressive me used to come out, not initially, but
it would be like, you know, really angry at the person. I couldn't sustain it for long though, because, you know, I was obviously so drowning in my own pain. But that protective controller comes out to protect that inner child, right, that's wounded. But the way to fix that is for you now to reparent. And when you are able to do that, oh my gosh, such a healing can take place. Like, I highly, highly recommend you seeking out someone that can help you with your inner child work. I do some work on this. I'm not fully qualified inner child healer as such, but I certainly know a lot about this subject. So it's definitely something that I really can't emphasize enough, the importance of doing the inner work. And like I said, I've done so much of it on my own self that I see the changes that I have experienced in my own life by doing the inner child work. So that's another reason why you may be causing your own struggle. The next reason, kind of tied in a little bit to this, but is you remain in your sort of unconscious state. You remain as you've always been. You just do the same you every day. So it's, again, this is another part of my course and part of my coaching, which I'm so passionate about. And it's something that I've studied, and it's something that I am, my gosh, it is everything. You have to wake up. You have to get out of your old programming and become more conscious, more self-aware of who you are. And this is where some people get stuck. They stay the same, or they don't embark on a journey of awakening. And this is what I am so passionate about, which is why my course, Break Up to Wake Up, my one-to-one premium coaching program, it's all about this. It's about becoming conscious, becoming super aware. It's about tapping into your subconscious mind. It's about understanding that you have the power to create whatever you desire. You have the power to heal. You have the power to transform. You have that power within you. But the reason why you may be suffering is because you are choosing to stay in the same old conscious state, what you know, and you don't go any further than that. You don't make that decision to awaken to yourself and own your story. It all ties in. Of course, these points all tie in. And do the work you need to do. And I found that in the relationships I was in, because I know when I started to wake up and do the work with me, I wanted to sort of help the guy I was involved with. And he just did not want to do that work. He would just, that's a load of rubbish. I'm not going into all this woo-woo stuff. It's not, you know, how can that help me? You know, and he didn't really buy into it, right? And the sad thing is this is how some people are. They get very caught up in the same old, what's familiar, and any kind of like invitation to experience in something new, something that is bigger and more expansive than what they know, puts some people off. They don't want to go there. And this is why they stay stuck in their struggle. They stay stuck in the story. And this is why they're causing their own unhappiness, right? This is another reason why you are causing your unhappiness if you have made a decision, or rather, you wouldn't have even consciously made it, but to not become more conscious of who you truly are at a core level, like awakening to your soul self. So that is really important, like such an important point. And, you know, there are so many ways you can go about doing that work. There is so much on the internet to find when it comes to knowing yourself and tapping into your mind. There are some great teachers and mentors out there, like incredible people that have got like years and years and years and years and years of knowledge. And just the simplest things, tweaks in your life, can make such massive impact. So again, part of my program, because I am so passionate about waking people up. That is my thing. It is my superpower, because I know for me, when I freaking woke up and, you know, again, it all tied in, I healed my inner child, and, you know, I stopped playing out the old narratives of the stories and stayed stuck in my story. Everything shifted. Yes, it may not have shifted overnight, but it certainly did make waves very early on, because that's what happens, right? The path of awakening. And Yeah, so I can't emphasize that enough, guys. And the next reason why you may be, the fourth point I want to make today, I'll just do 4 points today, why you may be creating your own suffering is because you are believing and buying into your beliefs. And you're believing what you've always known. For example, you may believe that you don't deserve a great relationship, you don't deserve real love, or you won't ever be able to find that man of your dreams, so this is better than nothing. Or your lack of self-love isn't the way it needs to be. And again, this isn't something we're often conscious of. But if you're in a relationship and you're settling for certain things that you know are not okay, it goes back to your self-worth, your self-love, your self-worth and your beliefs and the stories you're telling yourself, right? But one of the reasons we get stuck and we cause our own suffering is because, sorry, I just banged the thing then. We're buying into the beliefs. You know, beliefs can be changed. Beliefs are not rigid and set in cement. Beliefs are just habitual patterns that we have adapted to over our lifetime, and we keep playing out and we keep reinforcing by certain behaviors, right? You can absolutely start today to become conscious of what some of your beliefs may be. And I have got a lot of podcasts around beliefs and all that stuff. So if you scroll back, you'll find some helpful podcasts around limiting beliefs and changing them and all that stuff, because it's really important. So there are obviously other aspects to why you can be suffering and causing your own suffering, guys. I obviously can't list every single one of them here, but another reason is you get into the blame game. You're not owning like your stuff. Again, you it's easier to blame other people, and this is where again we disempower ourselves, right? And we stay in that victim. And again, that is your choosing. You are choosing that. You know, at the end of the day, so many people are wanting sort of so-called inverted commas revenge on the people that have hurt them, or they want them to suffer. But every time you put energy into thinking about that, you are losing your own power. At the end of the day, your purpose and your mission in life is to love you, is to be so comfortable in your own skin, to know that you're allowed to have healthy, beautiful love, to know that you're allowed to experience whatever you truly desire. And if you're not experiencing that right now in your life, it goes back down to the way to either one of those things that I'm talking about today. It goes back to their inner child needs healing. It goes back down to the beliefs and stories you're telling yourself. It goes back to the, yeah, like I just said, the narratives you're repeating over and over to your mind. It goes back to the way in which you see yourself. And by not becoming conscious of that and choosing to awaken to your truth, that is why you stay in those patterns. And it is so, like, I can't emphasize it enough. I get so passionate about this because I see it all the time when people are suffering, and I know that I see it, that so oftentimes, yes, they've been through a hard time. Yes, they've experienced grief. Yes, they've experienced pain. But the reason they're in so much pain now is because they're buying into their old beliefs. They're repeating limiting narratives around their life, and they're, you know, staying stuck in their stories. They're not willing, or they haven't gone down the path of working with the inner child. They're staying unconscious to what is familiar and not stepping into their power, and they stay in that victim. And you know, another reason why people can be creating their own struggle is because they get fixated on going over and over and over how bad the narcissist was in their life, or how bad the cheating was in their life. Now, I'm not trying to downplay that, because hell, it's awful, and it's pain when you've been in that relationship. I've been there. It is the worst. But what do you do with that? Stay there and just let that win? Or do you get to that place where you say, you know what, I'm taking my power back, and I'm going to do the work. I am going to be the one in charge of my life. And by doing those points that I've suggested today, by becoming conscious, by taking the spiritual path, by changing the story, by owning the story, changing your narratives, by doing that work, right, you are going to empower yourself and take charge of your life. It is freeing. It is such a great feeling, guys. So that's my podcast for today. I hope that was helpful to you. Can you relate to any of those points? Did you have resonance listening to this podcast? Do you think, yes, that's me. I do that. Like, I do go into blame. I do stay stuck in the story. It's really important, right? It's just this self-awareness. Let's wake up. Let's change things here. And to know that you can change things. I mean, my God, I really feel a lot of people, again, they believe they can't change. They believe that this is how it always has to be because it's been this way. This is my life now. This is the way it's going to roll. Well, yeah, it will roll that way if you remain unconscious, if you remain stuck in the same program, if you remain on this same path. But you have the power to completely flip it around, freaking flip the script of your life and say, you know what, I'm taking my power back. I am now going to do the work, whatever it takes, because I am choosing me. I am choosing to be the best friend to me, the best mother, the best friend, the best lover, the best everything, because I am the one in charge of my life. I am responsible. I may not have been responsible when I was a kid because there are adults that created environments that maybe weren't the best for me, but I'm not going to stay in blame either. I'm not going to stay in victim. I'm going to accept where I am today, and I am going to do the work, because those points that I've just mentioned are absolutely the reasons people get stuck, right? And I want you to be unstuck. I want you to be in your freaking element of life, creating beautiful experiences and knowing you have that power, because you absolutely do. You absolutely do. Your power is not with anybody else. Your power is with you. You need to call that power back in and understand how incredibly powerful you really are on every level. So that is my message today. So I'm sending you much love. Got a little bit like emotional then in a good way, because I cannot emphasize like the importance of this stuff, guys. Like, so important. And like I say, getting stuck is the worst place to be in. Being stuck in that paradigm of uncertainty, just playing out the same old stuff, repeating patterns, because again, just before I go, the one thing that I see so many people doing that don't do this work, they just bounce from one relationship to another because they can't be with themselves and just feel into themselves and own their story and do the work. They just go ding, 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 onto the next one, right? Who wants to do that? I'm a big believer in you've got to take that time to know yourself and work on yourself so you can have greatness in your life. So have an amazing day. I'm sending you much love. Reach out to me if I can help you. You can reach me at hello@sallykalen.com. You can go to my Instagram and follow me there, Sally Kalen. And I have a new program out right now. As I mentioned before, it's my Break Up to Wake Up Soul Recovery Program. It's a 6-week one-to-one coaching program where we cover all this and much more. And it really is like some of the best, one of the best courses as such I've put together, because it literally came as a download from like the universe. It was just incredible how it flowed through me for like totally healing and awakening. So if you're interested in hearing a bit more about that, then definitely ask me about that. I'll send you some details. So have a beautiful day, guys. Take care of your hearts. Remember, anchor into your heart space. Remind yourself how amazing you are and how worthy you are. And I will be back in a couple of days. Please share these podcasts if you feel they have been helpful. I will talk to you all soon. Much love.